Iraqi Kurdistan attempts coronavirus lockdown during Turkish invasion. By Francis Martel on June 29, 2020. The Kurdistan Regional Government, KRG, of Iraq announced a total lockdown of its capital province, Erbil, on Sunday, in an attempt to stop the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. The region, Erbil Governor Fursat Sofi said in a press conference Sunday, was facing a public health catastrophe as the pandemic's spread accelerates throughout northern Iraq. The KRG is an autonomous region run by the nation's ethnic Kurdish minority, currently struggling not just to protect citizens from the Chinese coronavirus but from an ongoing land and air invasion by Turkey, whose officials argue military hostilities are necessary to destroy the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, a U.S.-designated Marxist terrorist organization. The KRG leadership has for years repudiated the PKK, but the group has established a base in northern Iraq, particularly in Sinjar, home to the nation's Yazidi ethno-religious minority. Locals there have told media outlets that the PKK played a key role in defeating the Islamic State during its genocide of the Yazidis that began in 2014. Turkey launched Operation Claw Eagle in the air and Operation Claw Tiger on land 2 weeks ago. It has since resulted in the evacuation of at least 9 northern KRG villages, a mass movement of people that may lead to the faster spread of the Chinese coronavirus. The Kurdish outlet Rudo reported on Sunday that the entirety of Erbil province, not just the eponymous capital city, would be on total lockdown for 5 days starting Tuesday, meaning residents will only be allowed outside their homes for essentials and cars will not be allowed on the roads at all. All civilian movement will be prohibited, the outlet noted. The current measures taken are not sufficient to control the outbreak of the virus. There are dangerous indications of a catastrophe if we do not take the necessary steps, Erbil Governor Sofi said in remarks on Sunday, emphasizing that anything but dramatic measures to curb the spread of the disease would result in a situation out of our control. Sofi warned that the lockdown would be harsh but necessary. Outside of Erbil, a similar lockdown will take hold on Tuesday in Kirkuk, about an hour and a half's drive south of Erbil. Kirkuk is an oil-rich, multi-ethnic city that became a de facto part of the KRG when the Islamic State attacked it in 2014 and Baghdad's police and military fled. Following the demise of the Islamic State in an attempt to secede by the KRG in 2017, Baghdad allowed the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF/PMU, a coalition of Iran-backed militias, to invade and force ethnic Kurds out of the city. At least 100,000 Kurds fled Kirkuk during the PMF occupation. As of Sunday, the entire KRG has documented 5,672 cases of Chinese coronavirus and 186 deaths. Saturday was Kurdistan's record day of documenting cases. Doctors identified 350 positive cases that day throughout the region. The total number of deaths in one day also hit a record at 18 that day. The growing fear of an uncontrolled epidemic in Kurdistan has not stopped Turkey's invasion activities, which are triggering a mass exodus from areas targeted by Turkish airstrikes. Kurdish news outlets reported that 8 villages in northern Iraq had been evacuated as a result of Operation Claw Eagle. The Kurdish outlet Bas News reported on a 9th on Sunday. Shilin, a village in Batifa, Duhok, another KRG province. Batifa Mayor Dilshir Abdul Zadar told Bas News that the conflict has spread panic among the villagers in the border areas, forcing many to flee their homes in fear of bombardments on the villages, the outlet noted. Abdul Zadar said a 10th village was also preparing to flee. Where the residents of these villages will go is unclear. The KRG is home to large refugee camps housing the victims of the Islamic State, particularly those from places like Sinjar or Mosul, once a city of 2 million people. The densely populated conditions in a refugee camp can often be ideal for spreading disease. Kurdistan 24 published a video this weekend of the airstrikes that villagers are fleeing, in particular the bombing and destruction of a Duhok farm. Locals told the outlet that the Turks had destroyed hundreds of acres of agricultural property, threatening the food safety of locals. Other Operation Claw Eagle targets last week included the rubble of former Sinjar city, destroyed by the Islamic State genocide of the Yazidis, and a resort village for families in Sulaymani province, KRG. It is very unfortunate, many villagers have been forced to flee their homes. All of their orchards and groves have caught fire, Babakir Faye, a spokesman for the KRG's Peshmerga Affairs Ministry, told Ruda in an interview published this weekend. And in the name of chasing Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, members, they targeted civilians at Kunamasi Resort, Soleimani Province. Faye noted that Ankara did not bother to alert the KRG or the Peshmerga, its affiliated militia, despite the typically positive relations between the KRG and Turkey and tensions between the KRG and the PKK, who KRG officials repeatedly urged to leave Iraq. We also call on the PKK of Turkey to take into account the sovereignty of the Kurdistan region. They have to understand that this region has came into being with a huge amount of sacrifice, blood and struggle of the KRG, Faye asserted. They must take their struggle back to the land of North Kurdistan, southeastern Turkey. At least one Turkish soldier has died in the operation, according to the Turkish state-run news service Anadolu Agency. Anadolu claimed the soldier was martyred in a clash with terrorists in the KRG. Turkey's operations Claw Tiger and Claw Eagle were launched last week to ensure the safety of the Turkish people and borders by neutralizing the threat of the PKK and other terrorist groups, who often use northern Iraq to plan cross-border attacks, Anadolu asserted. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.